on this day with Gunners and Ally. Thanks to Celebrations Barraguff and Meadow Springs, spend $100 and you could win a Harley or $15,000 cash.
It's the 22nd of September, so let's find out what happened on this day and who's having a birthday. Barry Cable, former Aussie Rules footballer, turned 77 today.
WA boy.
Again, what I wanted to do was to be an outstanding player.
He used to sing for Deep Purple, then he formed his own band called Whitesnake. In 1987, they came out with the song Is This Love? Is this love? His name is David Coverdale, and today the English singer is 69.
Kerri-Anne Kennelly, the Australian TV and radio presenter, is 67.
Australian singer Nick Cave is 63.
Andrea Bocelli, the blind Italian tenor, turns 62 today.
She loves rock and roll. Her name is Joan Jett, and today the US rock singer is 60. She's got to be more than 60.
She was only 14 when she started out in The Runaways. Scott Baio, the American actor who played this guy. Yeah, Charles in Charge, and also was Fonzie's cousin in Happy Days.
Chachi.
I'm delivering a kissogram for Johnny Cunningham.
He's 59 today.
Ronaldo, the Brazilian soccer player, is 44.
The Australian soccer player, Harry Kewell, is 42.
Billy Piper, the English singer and actress, is 38.
And Amy Shepherd, the Australian singer with the band Shepherd, is 30.
It was on this day in 1735 that Sir Robert Walpole became the first English Prime Minister to occupy 10 Downing Street.
The iconic Prime Minister's residence. In 1964, Fiddler on the Roof began on Broadway in New York.
LRB released their first single. It was called Curiosity Killed the Cat. And they did that on this day in 1975.
You mean the Little River Band?
The Little River Band.
In 1994, this TV sitcom began on US TV. Yep, it's Friends, although it didn't make it to air in Australia until 1996.
Savage Garden won a record 10 ARIA Awards in 1997.
Also in 1997, Elton John paid tribute to Princess Diana with this gorgeous song.
Goodbye, Rose.
Candle in the Wind, the remake.
It went on to become the biggest selling single of all time. Rove, hosted by Rove McManus, commenced on Channel 9 in 1999.
I used to love that show.
It was great, wasn't it?
And in 2011, REM announced on their website the band was splitting after being together for 31 years.
It's the end of the world as we know it, I feel fine.
Just a few of the things that happened on this day for the 22nd of September.